I think people need to make telling the truth a norm nowadays, right? We tell too much lies. I don't care if you're trying to help the person's persona. I don't care if you're trying to stroke his ego. I don't give a f. Tell people the truth.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts, and today, all right, we got my boy Mac in the building as always. What you got to say to the people? I go ahead and talk to him while I fix my cam over here, bro.
Hey man, welcome back to another one, man. It's just like it is. Hey, so my knowledge of the day, I'm gonna kick it straight off, man. I think I already addressed this, but the older you get, the less you know. All right. I'm in my 40s, right? Just cresting my 40s, right? But what I'm saying is the older I get, man, the more I figure out I don't know shit. And I'm on a perfect podcast for this, right? You're not fucking expert in this fucking fact. I don't know shit.
Hey
I
man,
don't think.
at the end of the day, anybody that's pretending like they know shit don't know shit. I learned when I was reading the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He was talking about how Benjamin Franklin said, he is right 50% of the time, and he was one of the smartest minds back then, right? Just when it comes to knowledge, first and foremost, let me finish introducing the podcast, right? This is the only podcast where we're not afraid to admit that we don't know it all. All right. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching, or if you want to check us out on any other platforms, right? We are available wherever podcasts are being distributed. All right. How was your week, brother?
My man, shit. Hey, it's getting back to school. Your boy, the big procrastinator, right? I mean, I've been procrastinating. I just got my daughter like signed into her school. What was it? Thursday, right? Just went and picked up school supplies today, right? We got to turn school supplies in tomorrow, right? On a Monday, right? She'll go for her first little class on Wednesday, and then they'll actually pick up and start on the 25th, which is next week, Monday. Crazy, man. Procrastinate. I mean, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, man, and this
It's
time,
entertaining.
I was just getting ready to say, bro, time sneaks up on you real quick. Because it's like, well, so my youngest is also starting class, or he's starting his classes tomorrow, which is going to be Monday, right? We're recording this on a Sunday. And I just think to myself, just how quickly these kids is growing, like how quickly these kids are growing up, especially around that COVID time frame. Every time I think about it, bro, to me, I think of COVID kicking off in 2020 as like it was yesterday. To me, it kind of feels like it's all been a blur since then.
Yeah, I mean, I still to this day think COVID was a year or two ago. Like it's called COVID-19. Like the shit kicked off in 2019. I mean, yeah, we started quarantine in the 2000, I mean the 20s, but shit's been a minute.
Yeah, it has, man. Hey, but now go ahead.
No, it goes back to show you, like, to tell you, man, like it's in. What I was saying earlier, because it kind of relate, like the older you get, the less you know. The older you get, the less you feel like you had time to do anything, right? Like it felt like you had no time. Like I felt like I had no time. Like where did my damn 20s and 30s go? You see what I'm saying? Like where did it go? I don't have no real good memories of any of that, to be honest with you, because most of it was probably partying anyways, but can't remember it if you was wasted. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know where it's at.
Fact. Hey, yeah. I'm just glad, I've lived my life the way that I've lived my life, and I have a lot of stuff to show for it. So, it's kind of crazy to think about, right? So, we live in North Carolina, and just recently, one of the places that my wife and I we tend to frequent, and there was a recent drug bust that happened, in the neighborhood, right? And I kind of wanted to read the news article, and just to read it to you, just so I can see if you think this whole scenario is kind of wild too. All right. So let me go ahead and let me pull it up real fast. Okay, so the news article reads, eight people arrested in major Raleigh drug bust over 100 felony charges. So eight people were arrested on over 100 felony charges after a weeks-long investigation headed by North Carolina's Alcohol Law Enforcement, or ALE. All right, so starting in July, they began investigating possession and sale of illegal drugs after getting a list of those substances through spontaneous sources of information, according to a search warrant. So blah blah blah. So all right, so here we go. Here's the interesting part. So from those sources, officers identified Prince Anthony India Taylor as the person advertising and selling drugs such as marijuana, meth, cocaine, and fentanyl. All right, the hard stuff. All right, so officials said Taylor has been selling and distributing drugs in and around ABC permitted establishments in Raleigh near the South Saunders Street area. All right, ABC permitted establishments or any establishment engaging or engaged in serving some sort of business to the general public. Right, over the course of several weeks, officers conducted undercover activities such as buying, such as acting as a buyer for over $2,200 worth of drugs, according to the warrant. Officers exchanged money in empty chip bags in exchange for drugs handed off in cups at locations determined by the seller. Let me go ahead and skip down. So on August 6th, before midnight, police said Taylor texted an undercover agent with an updated price list for these substances, leading to his arrest, where he was found to be in possession of a large amount of assorted narcotics, including almost 30 grams of fentanyl. So once arrested, he was taken to their offices where he was interviewed. Then he said he bought his bottle of fentanyl from a woman at an apartment on Raven Ridge Road in Raleigh. All right, the warrant said Taylor texted the number belonged to the woman, in which he responded she would meet him at Popeyes. Officers traced the numbers back to Caitlin Street, who had recently been stopped for a traffic violation in a white Lincoln MKZ. Does anything in what I just read stick out to you?
Not really. I mean, that just sounds. I mean, I don't know. I don't catch it, man. Maybe I'm out the loop. But other than him snitching that like that's just crazy.
Well, no, that's what I'm getting at, right? Since when has snitching been in the newspaper like that?
Oh, well, I don't know. That's wild, though.
That's what threw me off. It's like, y'all do not give a damn about this man's life because he about to go to prison along with the eight other people that was just arrested. And I just pray that that young man makes it to trial because y'all put all this business out there, write an article. I've never seen nothing like that ever in my 34 years of life at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, anytime you do stuff like that, all your stuff is public record, man. Like anything you do and you get locked up for, anybody can pull it. You see what I'm saying? So all the snitching, all the records, everybody can pull it.
I mean,
It's
yeah.
just like when people,
Go ahead.
good. No, it's like when people are in jail, man, some people will pick up on all your information, all the shit that you did, because they'll get your information pulled, right? So like if you in there talking like you reckless. Right, all I gotta do is call someone, right, and they go into the public records, pull your shit. As long as I get your information, they'll say exactly all the shit you did. I forgot what it's called, man. I ain't never been locked up. Don't fucking judge me like I'm some street dude like that. But I forgot what it's called, man. They'll say I got your papers, right? I got your papers, and it's basically telling them everything, like who you snitched on. They'll say everything, bro. So it's been a thing. Just haven't been public like you're saying, like in a newspaper. You know what I mean? But if you do want to find out, you can easily find that shit out.
This dude could never be a rapper, bro. Like, you live that life and you snitching and they got you in the newspaper snitching. That's kind of crazy to think about. Because to me, it's always funny because I always think about First 48, right? And on First 48, whenever they bring him in the room and you know they got somebody dead to rights, and you see the dude go, and he put his head down real quick, right? That's the telltale sign that he's getting ready to tell. And that's the only way that you knew that this guy was telling outside of his paperwork. Because, of course, if they pull the paperwork, well, they know about your paperwork in prison and whatnot. But I've never seen it to this extent. WRAL News, y'all are snitching on this young man. I hope don't nothing happen to him. He don't get beat the fuck up. He might die. And it's all on y'all. That body is on y'all.
Y'all snitching
You know how
him
mad I'd be
snitching.
if I was snitching and they got my name in the newspaper? Even if you get out of jail, you can't go home. Speaking of snitching, so I played the video for you right before we got on here of, you know, young Sha'Carri Richardson pushing a young Christian Coleman in the airport. It looks like it was over a quick altercation. I forgot to show the other video and I'm gonna go ahead and play it, but this is when the police arrived.
Relationship is about, but he lied. He's a liar, okay. And that was something that I kind of just grasped. And emotionally, I'm just like, bet you do your thing, but you're asked within my possession, and for my right, I don't have to give it to you because it's in my possession. But when it came to the point that I saw that he chose to make it more about the police and things of that nature, that showed that he made a choice. So I just want to be more professional and just come professionally and let you know, I know, like, hey, relationship thing, have no problem,
yeah, so
and
here's the
working
deal,
with you
right?
guys.
It's
So
not
I'm
legal
not
to
hiding.
argue,
Right.
right? Was there any type of physical
No,
assault?
I didn't touch him. He didn't touch me.
Any
I will
hit
be honest.
him with anything?
No, I haven't hit him with
Headphones, nothing
anything,
like
not
that?
at all. He had headphones that were mine, and I just grabbed those headphones, but not physically. If you would like to ask me, you can ask him,
Okay,
but
well,
I don't
my
want
partner's in
anything.
here, and I just want to get your side of
Okay,
it, so that's why I'm
absolutely. You can
asking you.
ask him whatever you need to ask him. But yeah, you're a coward.
Is it Sha'Carri?
Sha'Carri.
Sha'Carri.
Thank you so much, Sha'Carri
Hey,
Richardson.
Sha'Carri.
Yeah, she'll fix the name in a heartbeat. So this ain't the clip that I was looking for, but I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna give you the rundown, right? So they place her in handcuffs because they watched the video. Christian Coleman, the entire time, is telling the cops, hey, you know, it's not really a big deal. I don't want to press charges, you know, whoop-de-whoop. She's getting picked up. And one of the things that she says when she's getting picked up is, well, y'all should be arresting him. He's the man in the situation. Which I found that funny just because the entire video, you are the aggressor and you still expect him to be the one that gets arrested. My question to you in regard to this situation, right, is what do you think should happen to these young folks in this situation?
What I think should happen to them.
Yes.
I don't know. I think she needs to go to jail. She should get hit with domestic assault, right? Because she did put her hand on him. All right. And it should be fair across the board. We saw the video. We don't see no video of him putting his hand on her, right? Regardless if he had her headset, whatever the fuck she was just claiming, right? Shouldn't put your hand on him. It's a lot of security at an airport, right? You can go to any of them and just point them in that direction. So I think she needs to get punished just like a man would get punished if they're putting his hand on her. I think it should just be fair across the board. And I just think they need to go their own way. You know what I mean? Because she don't really give a fuck about him, just like you were just stating. So he's trying to just squash it like, hey, let that shit ride. But you know, most females, they gonna want the worst for you. I've been through it. I know. So they don't want the worst. So, I mean, it is what it is, man.
Yeah. So
Don't
me personally, I think that it's just her trajectory is still pretty high. I do believe that, you know, she should take some anger management classes, get some things, get it together. I mean, unfortunately, growing up, and I don't know where that young lady grew up, but
South Hood.
I'm not even gonna go on that tangent because I don't know if she's actually from the hood or not, but It's just learned behavior. It's because when I was watching the video of her pushing a boyfriend, it reminded me of toxic relationships that I've been in my life, right? Where you trying to walk away, you try not to cause a scene in public, and you got this woman standing right next to you, pushing you and, saying all this stuff. Mind you, there's people all around in this airport just looking, and she just continues to push and push and push. And now that the cops are here, now you want to change your tune a little bit. I do think in regards to that, she does need to kind of face the music, but I don't believe that she should face too severe consequences just because didn't see any punches thrown, like just a couple shoves. But we know a shove can end a life, just like a punch can end a life, just depending on where you are. So I don't know, man. I think they should be a little lenient. I mean, she's one of our great young athletes that's getting ready to ascend to a certain level of stardom. I think she just needs to take some anger management classes.
Nah, I mean, I think I get it. She, man, listen, I don't. Fuck. Listen, she needs to get punished as in what it states in the law. She put her hand on him. It is what it is, right? So there's no, well, there is levels, but if you punch me and I punch you, but my punch was harder, who's to fucking judge that? Is the judge supposed to come and get a fucking a punch fucking what is it called? One of them the a punch rater, like to get the fucking pressure of the punch. No, a punch is a punch, and we understand that. Like you don't put your hand on people, right? It is what it is. So she should get what she get, right? I don't give a fuck who she is because that's just gonna lead to entitlement. I can do this again because I'm a track star. All they're gonna do is slap me on the wrist. I go about my business. Nah, she needs to handle that business. She needs to get that work done. Because listen, she's been dimming her own fucking light her entire career. I don't even think she dimmed it anymore. I think she probably has turned that shit off at this point, right? She's fucking doing it to herself. I'm not gonna have sympathy for someone that caused their own demise, right? Like you did it. Like what the fuck you want me to fucking feel sorry for you for? You did it. You know what the fuck you need to do. So that's just my take. Fucker, being honest.
Got you. I can't really argue that logic as much as I want to. I mean, at the end of the day, if you give her a slap on the wrist, just like you said, she's just going to continue to do it and it's going to create a bigger monster in the long run.
Who's
Okay.
you over here? And I don't see weed as a drug, right? But on the stage that you're on, right? Like you over there smoking weed, doing all type of shit. It's not a big deal. I get it. It's legal in most states, but when it comes to like athletics, right? Like you can't be doing any of that because we don't know what advantage it gives you, right? And that's what they're just trying to keep everything fair. I don't know. I just think she needs to get what she gets, man.
Got you. Hey, so yeah, we might as well go ahead and roll right into the valid or fuck out of here segment where we play a video or we talk about a scenario and we talk about the people in that scenario and if their actions are either valid or if they need to get the fuck out of here. All right, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna cue up the first one.
How can I, a 26-year-old woman, show my husband, who's 25, I appreciate him after I said that I never would have given him a chance if I didn't have a kid, and now he's feeling insecure? Okay.
Okay.
I overheard my husband giving his friend Rob, not his real name, relationship advice. I told Rob my husband is not the person you want to go to for relationship advice. My husband said, "It helped get someone like you and kissed me on the cheek." I told him,
Oh.
"I was a broke single mom with a kid. I wouldn't have even looked at you if I didn't have Bunny, my son's nickname, or even some money." He asked if I was serious, and I said yes, and he walked away. I didn't think nothing of it, but he's been distant lately, not giving me compliments like he normally does. I asked him if he's upset about what I said, and he said, kinda. He said he will get over it, but he wishes he never knew. How can I show that I appreciate him? I'm thinking of asking my parents if they can watch Bunny and taking my husband on a weekend trip.
The young lady in that scenario, right? Is she valid, or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
I know it's not going to be the take that you expect. I think she's valid as fuck. I think you need to tell people the truth. And a lot of us live in a delusion because motherfuckers are scared to tell the truth. I think she told the truth. It is what it is. I wouldn't fuck with you. I mean, she's straight up told him. But now at this point, she fucked with you, right? Because she has certain shortcomings, right? She has a kid. She's broke. You might have some money. You take care of the kid. I'll fuck with you now. That's all she's saying to him, right? I don't know. It's my take. I think she's valid.
So I think she needs to get the fuck out of here, but not for the obvious reasons, right? So the obvious reason why a lot of people say she needs to get the fuck out of here is because she's using this man and all this other stuff. I don't think that's the issue here. To me, the biggest issue is the friend is there asking a question, and you know, when dudes get in front of their friends, they want to flex a little bit. So he's sitting there and he's saying, you know, hey, you know, what you mean I can't give you advice? I got you. And she just humbled him, not just in front, not just his pride is hurt, but the way that his friend is not looking at him is crazy. We all know that people use each other all the time, right? Whether it's for money, whether it's for status, whether it's to have a good person, like a good woman or a good man of your arm, we all use each other in some way, shape, or form. However, you revealing that in front of his friend, to me, is completely out of pocket. And she also need to get the fuck out of here because she thinks the way that she's going to fix it is just by sprinkling a little bit of that, a little bit of the viscous innards on him. And it's going to take a lot more than just that to fix this man's broken trust, right? Because you broke his level of trust. He thought that he was just this ill dude that was able to pull this woman. And now all of a sudden you broke his confidence. You lowered his self-worth. And now he's looking at this entire situation the way that, well, just without the rose colored lenses on. So she need to get the fuck out of here.
Nah, she. All right, so what if my man over here, right, throwing some knowledge to his homeboy, right, and she's sitting there like, nigga, none of that shit will work, and she's just coming out straight forward with him like, nigga, the reason why I'm with you is because of this, what we just stated, right? Like, the shit you're telling homeboy is bullshit. I'm fucking with you because of this, right, because of my shortcomings that I have. Right? So she might be straight up with him and she's trying to help homeboy. Homeboy's probably a good dude. He can't find a chick. She knows he's a good dude, right? And she don't want dude to get played. Listen, it's multiple different ways to look at that, man. I think she's valid. I think people need to make telling the truth a norm nowadays, right? We tell too much lies. I don't care if you're trying to help the person's persona. I don't care if you're trying to stroke his ego. I don't give a fuck. Tell people the truth, right? And let them live with that. So he has a choice to do now. Either he stays with it or he can fucking go. But she did her job. She told him the truth. And it's up to him at this point. You'd rather be lied to the rest of your fucking life. It's ridiculous, right? I don't want nobody lying to me. And I guess that's why I'm single. But being back to what you were saying too, everyone uses one another. You're getting some benefit from your partner. And that's considered using. Right? I mean, I understand you're married and we're not going to discuss all that, but I'm quite sure you're gaining something and your wife is gaining something, and that's why it will last, right? Everyone's gaining something from the relationship. You're not just with a fucking bum just to be with a bum just because you want to be with a bum. That shit doesn't work. You know, if that was the case, you just go pick up some random ass person on the street that's struggling, like, I'm going to help you out, right? And we just going to be together.
Shit, so I agree with you, bro. I agree with you. Honesty is the best policy. However, be honest with that person from the very beginning. That's why she needs to get the fuck out of here, because you have to be honest from Front Street. There's no, we're in a relationship now, so I got you trapped. And you know, now since you married and I know you're religious and I know you take these vows serious, that now I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna pull back the layers of what's going on here. So now you can really feel like shit. I mean, and I'm all for, you know, there's different ways that she could have went about telling a friend, right? She could have just said, you know, if it was me in that scenario, I wouldn't think that what he's saying is good to do. I wouldn't have tried to destroy the man's pride in front of his friend.
It is what it is. And you're right, right? Sometimes we have to tell the truth straight up. But at some point you're desperate as well. I'm saying this to say, your ass fucking can't pay your bills this week. You got a job interview. You're gonna go in there and tell them motherfuckers the truth, like, I fucking hate this fucking place. I don't give a fuck about it. I'm just here to fucking pay my bills, and once I pay my bills, I'm gonna leave this motherfucker. You don't do that shit. Sometimes, nigga, listen, sometimes you need something and you're gonna do whatever you need to get it. And I don't blame anybody that do whatever they need to survive, right? That's our only urge in life is survival, right? Because if that wasn't the case, people would just off themselves, right? Our life is about survival and we must survive. And we're gonna figure out any freaking way to do it. And I think we already state this is in a crackhead. We know how addictive crack is, but crack is not going to sustain the body. So you need to eat at some point. A crackhead's got to eat at some point. And what I'm getting back to say is, it's survival. She was in survival mode. She omitted the truth to some extent, I'm guessing, right? Maybe didn't lie, just omitted it. Didn't say, right? Didn't say, I don't like you, right? I'm just here for this. This survival, man. I don't blame her. She's valid. She's at least she finally came out and said something.
Nah,
She on her feet now.
relationships predicated on lies, especially when you got a. That's the type of stuff that gets people killed. And we hear these stories all the time about people in these scenarios, in these situations where they go and they kill the entire family because their significant other was living a lie. And if you're living a lie from the very beginning, if you don't actually think I'm ill, if you don't think I'm the best person for you, if the only reason that you're choosing to be with me is out of necessity or survival, I need to know that up front. And then that relationship dynamic will shift from then on because, and she knows this, right? She knows that if she reveals that, hey, I can't pay my bills and all this other stuff, he's gonna put you in this box. Or even if he takes you to marry you, he's gonna be like, okay, well, you sit your broke ass at home. You do this, this, and this, and we're going to go ahead. We're going to treat you a certain type of way. It's just, you got to be honest. And to me, honesty is the best policy for
Brother,
anything.
man, I ain't trying to hear that. We all lie in our relationship to some extent. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because if you ask 99% of married people why they're in that relationship with that person, they gave up something because somebody else they probably prefer. Somebody else looks better. So you give up something, right? And you're gonna omit certain things. Like, I don't need to tell you that Beyonce looks better than you. I don't need to tell you that, right? But if I had the money and I could have married Beyonce over you because Beyonce is a billionaire, right? And she's pretty than you, I'd rather marry her. And I'm just being totally honest with you. 99% of the motherfucker that they could and they had a choice, they wouldn't be married to who they are right now. Being totally honest with you.
See, you're grasping at straws right now because you're talking about something that's completely different, right? And one thing, and when it comes to relationships, bro, relationships are about not just who looks the best and all this other stuff. It's also about timing, right? And I can talk about that whole thing in a nutshell, but all I'm trying to get at is if I'm here, if you're here out of survival and you need me to survive, you're a parasite and you need to be fucking eliminated. Get the fuck out of my life. Period.
Man, listen, we'll leave it alone. I'm grasping at straws. We'll leave it at that. No, listen, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Most of the relationship I was in, that's the best I could do at the time. I could have done better. It's been better. Shit. And listen, I'm just being honest with the people listening to me, right? I'm being honest with y'all. All right. Just bear with me. All right. Sometimes it don't feel good, right? But it is what it is sometimes, right?
I mean, but you're talking about something that's completely different. That's just, so that's life in general. Like you're only, what's the saying? It's like you're only as loyal as your choices or as your options. I believe that's like a saying, right?
But where are we going? That was her option. That's what she straight up told him. Like, listen, if I could have done better, I would have. You're the best bet right now.
Tell me that from the beginning. Before I put a ring on your finger, before any of that, you need to tell me that, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, like we can say that about any and everything, right? Any and everybody. Like you can go out here and there's always going to be somebody that looks better. There's always going to be somebody that dresses better. So that's why I don't really think that's a valid argument. I just feel like when you're talking about that, it's just you have to be honest from the forefront, right? And that's all I'm gonna leave it with.
Yeah, no, that's bounced. We never gonna see
eye
to eye on
that. Yeah, we're not gonna see eye to eye on it. And that's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. You're talking right back to her point.
Okay. So this next one is gonna be a little bit different.
The aircraft is being observed.
All right, so a little bit of backstory. Just this pilot is canceling a flight because he wasn't feeling it.
The aircraft is being observed, so to speak, because oil pressure on the number two engine is trending upwards. And the aircraft is gonna require, actually it's the fuel pressure, fuel system filter replacement when the aircraft gets back from Hawaii. They told us that the plane's good to go, but I'm not really feeling it. I'm not going to leave the ground if I'm not completely certain that we have an airworthy aircraft, so I'm going to probably err on the side of caution, and I'm refusing the aircraft. So what that means for you right now, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if we have another airplane here at the airport, but I hate to do this to you, but this is one of those tough calls that I have to make, and I feel a lot more comfortable making this call than flying 6 hours over the water. The aircraft is being...
All right. That pilot, is he valid or should he get the fuck out of here?
He's super valid. I don't even know how to say how valid he is. Like, he's valid. Listen, he's a pilot. I'm sitting in the back. If you don't think it's an airworthy fucking aircraft, I'm right with you. But it also goes into say, like, he's just a pilot. He's not a fucking mechanic because first he said the number two engine fuel pressure oil pressure is going up. Then he's like, it's a fuel filter. Like, nigga, do you know what the fuck's going on? So it's a toss up, but I'm airing with the pilot, right? Like, if he don't feel safe, I don't feel safe because his life is on the line as well. And he ain't stupid. So I'm rocking with the pilot. He valid.
Also, so for me, he's in the valid Hall of Fame, right? The reason I say that is because not many people are going to make that call. A lot of people are just going to listen to what it is that the mechanics say and things of that nature, right? But now the more that I think about it, I think I'm kind of leaning towards he got to get the fuck out of here a little bit. Right. But also, no, I think he's valid because at the end of the day, you don't want to play games with people's lives. Right. I don't want to possibly, like, even though they say that it's good and everything like that, if I just don't feel comfortable and I know for a fact that I'm going to be flying a plane and it's a liability and I have a plane full of people and we're flying over the ocean for about 5 or 6 hours. Yeah, that's an easy call. I mean, you don't take those chances with people's lives for no reason. He's valid.
He's valid. I mean, he's valid because he cares about his life. But me being into fucking airplanes, right? I know everybody have their own part, right? So like a pilot, Noah, he's generalized on what happens on an aircraft. He doesn't know the details of how the engine really works, right? That's the mechanic, and that's their job. If he's signing off on it, it's probably valid, right? Like as in, hey, fly the fucking aircraft, right? It's essentially like saying, I'm trying to get an example. I mean, I can't find something analogous, but because you know, an airplane can fly on one engine, right? It's made that way for a reason, right? So it has two, but it can make it wherever the fuck it needs to go on one, right? But you're going to be putting a lot of rudder in. I know you don't know what that is, but it's the back part, right? The little part that fucking, the one that sticks straight up, right? He's going to be putting a lot of rudder in, right, to balance it out because it's one engine pulling on one side, right? So you don't want to really fly like that for fucking 6 hours. But what the dude is saying is the aircraft will be good. You just need an oil change. It need a fuel filter change, right? And they're independent. It's not like they're using the same fuel filter, right? It's independent. So he's valid, but the mechanic is also valid because for them to properly work on it, right? Because every aircraft has a depot that they must go to, right? Like, so if you're not tracking, like Delta goes to whatever, Jackson, whatever the hell it is in Atlanta, right? Every airport got their own depot, and that's where they have their primary mechanics and shit like that. So the airplane needs to make it back, and that person's saying, hey, the airplane can make it back. And once it get back to the depot, right, whatever, it just needs to be fucking changed. And I'm not going into details with that. It's just something that I fuck with, right? But yeah, I think he's valid, all that to say.
Got you. Okay. For this next Out of the Fuck Out of Here segment, let me ask you, have you ever heard of these things called loyalty tests that they've been doing on social media lately?
Nah, well, I've heard of it, right? And I've seen one. I don't think it was even a loyalty test, but I mean, I kind of, to some extent, I know what you're talking about.
Got you. All right, so just quick backstory. This was one of the ones. So this is just the fourth one, just to kind of fill in the blank space, right? But this young lady put her man under a loyalty test, and this is how he reacted.
I'm just letting you know right now, this shit over with. I ain't got time for no
mean it's
bullshit.
over with?
I ain't got time
What
for
do you
no
mean it's
bullshit.
over with?
It's over with.
Okay.
Hey, get your shit.
What do you mean
I don't
get
want you
my
to
shit?
know.
Wait, can you talk to
Wait,
me,
sir,
please?
sir, sir,
Can you
sir.
please
Listen
talk
to
to
me.
me?
Get off me.
That's
Get off
not.
me. Hey, Ty.
Excuse,
Listen,
excuse.
listen,
Wait, wait,
listen,
wait,
listen.
wait.
Listen.
Can you
Man,
man
what?
what?
No,
Man,
hear me out. Hear
man
me out. Hear me
what?
out.
Man
Listen.
to
Man to man, real shit.
what?
Hear me
Man
out.
to man what?
Relax. Relax.
Man, what? Man,
Relax.
come on, man. Come on with
Bro,
bullshit.
at the end of the
What?
day,
What you
I'm
got?
doing a job here. I'm doing a job here.
Oh,
Got you.
So, story is that.
So pretty much, she put her man to a lo like through a loyalty test. I believe the person that she's getting ready to cuss out is either a friend or somebody that's close. And I think she used her for the loyalty test. And she told the boyfriend that it was a loyalty test, and he blew up and pretty much said he don't want to be in a relationship no more. And do you think he's valid for not wanting to be in a relationship after the loyalty test, or do you think he need to get the fuck out of here?
I mean, I could see it both ways on this one, man. But the one I'm leaning on is he needs to get the fuck out of here, right? So if it's a loyalty test for a reason, for a motherfucking reason, right? And if you pass, hey, you proved her point, right? Like that's what she was checking for. If you fail, you have to worry about her as well. Like she wants to make sure that she's in the right relationship. I mean, hopefully that's what she's doing it for. Right, that she's not being played or somebody that's lying to her or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. That's my take. I mean,
I think he's valid, right? And so I see your reason behind why you would say you need your fuck out of here because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you pass it, it should be no harm, no foul. But if you already don't trust me from the get-go, how are we supposed to continue this relationship? Like you're going through, you're jumping through hoops, you're bringing dudes with cameras in the house, you brought me to this place to talk to this person just because you think I would sleep with them. Once you get into a relationship with a person like that that don't have that trust in them, right, you're automatically subjecting yourself to a lifetime of being tested. You're bringing yourself into a relationship where you're always going to be tested. And I don't know, I feel like a lot of times that when people put you through different tests and whatnot, or when they start questioning your loyalty, it's because either A, they were being disloyal, or B, they were thinking about being disloyal. And they're out there, they're looking at all their options. And yeah, I just don't do it. I don't think he should do it. I think he's valid.
I mean, and again, man, like I think you need to get the fuck out of here. Because again, at least back to what we were just talking about, it's telling the fucking truth from the rip, right? Just like you were saying, you have to tell the truth from the rip. People go through this shit all the time where they find out later down the road that motherfucker was lying. That's why loyalty tests are blowing up, right? As in, that's what I'm saying. That's all I keep hearing about. I don't watch none of that shit. I think it's foreign and fake, right? But that's why they're popping up. And we used to see the loyalty test all the time where it states if can a female have a male friend, right? So that's where I think the originally loyalty test came in, where they'll have like a female call or a male friend and be like, yo, would you smash? And dude, of course, dude gonna say, yeah, ain't no dude that's a friend with a female just to be friends. I'm being honest. Like it's some, right? We talk about this as well, right? It's some. I'm 90s. 8% of these dudes that's around, that's a female friend, he's just there to smash. That's where the loyalty test all comes in from. Dude, people always lying, right? And I don't want you to have no friends, right? Because I know a dude just there because he want to smash. Just being honest. And again, man, that's just my take from it. Just being honest up front, right? Or when you get the job, you have to come forward, right? And tell the truth. At some point, right? Like maybe you just like the person so much, you think that they might like your personality. So you might have to lie at first. You get in there, the person really get to know you, and then you tell them the truth, right? And see if they still want to stay around. People play all types of games. So that's what, again, loyalty test is there for, just to make sure that they're fucking with somebody that want to be with them.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever dealt with a woman that has needed constant reassurance and always questioning everything and every single step of the way that,
Yes,
yeah.
that shit is a burden. I don't mean to cut you off, but I get exactly what you're saying, man. That shit is a burden. If every time you need validation, you never say I'm cute. You never do this. Like that shit burns a dude. Like, well, burned me out. I couldn't wait to get out that motherfucking relationship, bro. I'm like, God damn, I'm with you, ain't I? Golly, what the fuck you want? What
That's what
else do you want me to?
that loyalty test kind of reminds me of. It's just somebody that needs that constant reassurance because they have insecurities about themselves. It's like you need this constant reassurance that this man is going to turn away every single woman, every single person that is going to step into your life. To me, it reminds me of that. And I know it's just a preference thing, right? I know that, I mean, if you're doing the right thing, you probably shouldn't be mad at the loyalty test to like begin with, but just imagine you got a girl that constantly needs this reassurance, and then she puts you through this loyalty test, and you're like, all right, well, I'm done. And he can use that as an easy out.
That is going around a lot of dudes, man. I've talked to multiple people before we had this conversation. Nobody don't want that, man. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Just weird. Like you consistently, just like that saying goes, man. Like it says, like heal yourself before you get into another relationship. And that's just a person that's just totally not even healed. They didn't even attempt to get healed. They just jumped into another one, and they're putting all of that. I don't know the word
It's
for it,
like
but
so yeah, it's like an open wound and you're just bleeding on the next person. That's the way I've always looked at it.
I mean, just bleeding that all out on the next person, burning them out because of what somebody else did, and that person didn't have to deal with none of that. You know what I mean? They got the fuck up out of there at the right time, and you bleeding all over somebody else, utilizing your analogy. So yeah, it's stressful. Stressful. I didn't cut you, but you're bleeding all over me.
All right, so let me see. We got one more about the fuck out of here segment, And then we got one last topic before we get out of here. All right. Ari Lennox. For anybody that don't know, she was a singer. She was an artist that was signed to Dreamville at one point, right? And she's now catching flack for trying to well, she's shitting on the legends in a way. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and let me play the clip.
The thing that pissed me off about Martin was how much he would go on Pam. Like, I know, like, and this is coming from a girl who I love me a good, like, joking ass movie. And it, even when the joking movie is like, damn, like, that was fucked up. Like, you know, I'm not like too woke or something is what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm honestly not, I'm problematic. I'm pretty problematic low key. But my point is that there are some things where I draw the line and it just bothered me. Or like, I don't know, it's like Pam was so fucking beautiful and so fine. And I just feel like growing up as a chocolate girl, like, I don't even know if I was able to understand the greatness of Pam because of the light that I feel like I was being fed. You know what I'm saying? Like, of just like always going on Pam, always, like, that's all I remember.
All right, so there was that, and then she also talked about Bernie Mac, right?
I like to talk, y'all, and I like to think. Hell, I just watched the Bernie Mac stand up a few years back, and I understand why he is a legend that he is, but I also couldn't help but to feel uncomfortable about some of his jokes, too.
Okay. Do you think what she's saying about Martin Lawrence and Bernie Mac is valid, or do you think she needs to get the fuck out of here?
That bitch need to get all the way the fuck out here. Like, all the way the fuck out. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're just a victim with a victim mindset consistently talking. And you can tell if something bother you that much, you're not gonna fuck with that person. She keeps saying, oh, I adore Martin. I love Bernie Mac. But some of the stuff that, get the fuck out of here. If that shit affects you that much, you're not gonna fuck with that person. All right? So she's just a victim talking about she liked the thing. You like to feel. It's a difference between thinking and feeling. And you're doing a lot of fucking feeling and you're not thinking. Because I don't know about you, bro, right? But we all know about, well, I always knew Gina wasn't even close to Pam. Pam was fucking, Pam had a fucking body. Pam, I don't know. Listen, Pam was always better than Gina to me. So I mean, yeah, he dunked on her all fucking day, every fucking episode. But I always fucking was looking at Pam like, damn, you know what I mean? I was a young kid, you know what I mean? Well, shit, I was on Pam heels. I never looked at Gina. Didn't even have fucking hips. That bitch was shaped like this, like straight down to her motherfucking legs, man. The fuck out of here, man. It wasn't nothing like that. It's a script. It hit the point that it needed to. It was fucking funny. It's one of the best fucking sitcoms to ever fucking that ever did it. Bitch, get your feelings ass the fuck out of here. That's all I gotta say. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, she needs to get the fuck out of here. And I'm gonna raise you one. She needs to shut the fuck up. All right. Some artists, and this goes back to the topic that we were saying, like that we were having a few pods ago, or actually last pod, where I don't want to know what all these artists are feeling in regards to things of yesteryear. Right? Because, like you were saying, Gina wasn't even, she wasn't even the bad one on the show. Everybody looked at the show for Pam. Pam always had that shit on. Pam always Gina. And Pam was just always the better option. Everybody wanted Pam. Of course, Martin was talking shit about her, but I mean, at the end of the day, everybody knew that Pam was the one. Right?
Right.
And now that I'm thinking about it, and I watch Martin like occasionally. I don't ever remember him making any jokes based on Pam's skin color, right? I remember him, you know, of course he make the B2B jokes, and you can make the argument that those are the jokes that they were talking about, where the colorist jokes that she was talking about. But light-skinned people got B2Bs just like dark-skinned people got. Like, I don't know what it is that you were getting at. And Bernie Mac is past. Bernie Mac is a legend. Bernie Mac is One of the top, he's one of my top five comedians of all time. He joked about being black and ugly more than anybody else that I've ever heard of. Most of his comedy was coming from, the fact that he was black and ugly. But for you to go up there and you say he made a joke, and we're talking about probably one single joke here that made you feel uncomfortable. It's just, I don't know. You can't, to me, comedy is that one medium that you shouldn't attack. No, that's not true. All right. There are certain, let me run that back. Yes, there are some things in comedy that need to be attacked. Bernie Mac is not one of them.
No, I mean, you shouldn't have pulled that back. I say, like, listen, man, let it be. Let it be. I mean, it's freedom of speech, as long as you're not talking about hurting nobody,
As long as
right?
it's funny, I need to say it. I need to say that. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. As long as it's funny, bro.
It's not even as funny. Like, people have the right to say whatever they want. As long as you're not planning on hurt or threatening to hurt nobody, you should say whatever the fuck you want. That's just me personally, and that's what the Constitution states. Right, I defend that, you know what I mean? And you should have the right to free speech. You can say whatever you want. You can have your own preference. You can say you don't like black people, you don't like black people music, you don't like black people comedy. You should have the right to say that. That's your life, and whatever you want, you can have. Right? You can say you don't date black girls. You can say whatever. You should be able to say whatever the fuck you want. I'm being honest, right? It's your choice to consume that information, right? Like, now if I go to somebody that say that, me being black, why the fuck I want to consume that kind of information? You see what I'm saying? You don't consume it. And that's what it is, right? You have your option to not listen as well. You don't have to fucking listen. So that's crazy. People should be able to say whatever the fuck they want. Me personally, that's what I think.
You're right, but they should deal with whatever consequences come with it. I mean, at the end of the day, you can say whatever you want, but you deal with the consequences
That's
either
what I'm
way.
saying. That's what I'm saying. They don't have to deal with that consequence, right? Not you. Fucking say whatever you want.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? I could say fuck white people, and then fuck around. I'm driving. Somebody been watching my shit, and I end up in a fucking white neighborhood. And they say, "What the fuck you say about white people?" And I deal whatever the fuck I'm coming with it, right? I don't think they have the right to do that either, but. They have the right to their feelings as well. I feel like saying whatever the fuck I want. They have the feeling to do whatever they want and deal with the consequences to whatever they feel and cause them to do as well, right? Because they do something to hurt me, harm me, right? They go to jail or die for it. That's on them. They let their feelings fucking dictate their fucking actions. And you get what you get at that point.
Got you. Plain and simple. She need to get out of here. All right.
Yes. Fuck out here.
So the last topic is one that's been going crazy on social media lately. Everybody's kind of chimed in on it at this point, but I just kind of want to see what your take is on it, and then we can
Oh
go.
man.
It's just not worth it dealing with someone else every single day of your life. Every day. Every day you gotta deal with somebody. Oh, is marriage even worth it? Not, it's not. At some point, you're gonna realize that it's always best to just be alone because I've been married for about 7 years and I don't even know if this is worth it. Like, and not saying that there's anything necessarily wrong, there's nothing wrong, and that's the point. Like, I don't even know why I'm upset. I'm just like not. Thinking that I made the right decision, like, and I have a good man, I do, and that's not the point. The point is, it's like you really do lose yourself, you lose your sense of individuality, you lose.
I'm gonna stop it there because I can't listen to this the third time, bro. I'm probably gonna have
Want to
Pat
hear what you.
put the video. I'm gonna have Pat put the video up. I can't listen to that third time.
What's your thought on it? Because you ain't gonna like mine. I'm gonna end it with that.
Okay, so the way that she feels She's 100% right in however it is that she feels, right? I am 100% okay with the fact that, she feels that way. And at the end of the day, I can't tell this woman how to feel. What I will say is the medium that you chose to go about this is wrong, right? Because in the sanctity of a marriage, you're supposed to have these conversations with your spouse, and they're not supposed to come online. All right. One of the things that people need to understand is a marriage will kill your ego. It will kill all of those different things that you feel are supposed to be, that are supposed to be your gods. It kills all of your idols, right? Because it holds up a mirror. And this is coming from somebody that's been in two marriages at this point, right? I'm not acting like I'm an expert, but I know a little bit about it, okay? When you're dealing with a person every single day, and you're looking at this person every single day, this person can tell you what your flaws are, and you really can't even argue it. Of course, you're going to argue it because you don't want to let those things go, but this person knows you in ways that you don't even know yourself, right? You've been married for about 7 years. You're a stay-at-home mom. Getting online and talking like this when your lifeline is at work right now is crazy. You shouldn't do that. You should go and have this conversation with a therapist or with your husband or any of those things, right? And I'm starting to, like, when I see stuff like this, it makes me think that the person in the video, I wonder if she's getting some attention from somebody that was kind of in the background, and she's sitting there and is she thinking about the fact that, I could just be single and I can be running around and doing my own thing? Or if, yeah, I can go all day on this, but I want to know what you think, bro.
And that's why I wanted you to go first because you always let me go first, and I think I'll be trampling on the things you wanted to say because you kind of hit on some of the things I think. All right. So me personally, right? So she want to be free spirited, and want to do whatever the fuck you want. You married, but you want to fucking run the world and fucking do all types of shit. You a fucking hoe, right? I'm being totally honest with you. That's the only reason you want to run these streets and do whatever the fuck you want to do. And don't have no consequences for it. But guess what? You just like me, right? We're the same people, right? So, hey, link up. Hey, hit me up, right? Hit me up sometime. But no, that's exactly what it is, right? You don't want to fuck the person over because you still do have a heart. I get that, right? That's why you're sitting there crying and you don't know how to fucking solve this problem. Just go to that motherfucker and tell him, listen, this shit is over. I'm for the streets and I'm going to run that motherfucker. And first stop I'm going to hit is Mac, right? But no, I'm being honest. I'm the same way to some extent, man. I'm a free-spirited person. I don't want to be tied down by anybody, right? I don't want to have to tell nobody where I'm going. I don't want to have to fucking, I don't even, and it's gonna sound fucked up to you guys as well. I don't give a fuck. But my kids, right? I have one that's an adult, so I don't have to really worry about him no fucking more. But like my little daughter, I gotta make sure she's a hindrance to me, right? Because I want to fucking go out and do things. I want to fucking go out and travel. But she hinders me doing any fucking thing, right? And so I understand where she's at, man. Me and you, the same place. We're the same people. I'm free spirited. Really, I do just want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to see how people operate. I like to see different culture. It's just who I am. But you get held back by all of that shit. And girl, you don't need to be crying, smoking all that weed in the car. I'm assuming it's weed. I don't know, right? But in about 2 years, you know what I mean? We'll be the same thing. You know what I mean? Just hit me up. Hit me up. I make sure life's good.
Yeah. And one thing I also want to point out, right, is just going back to the fact that she's probably getting some new attention or something along those lines. The reason why I always talk about the ego thing is because everybody's driven by their ego in some way, shape, or form, right? This new man, he's gonna see you. He's gonna say you're pretty. He sees the wedding ring and everything like that. He's gonna give you the attention that you feel like you need, and then he's gonna use you as a pump and dump. All right. It's just one of them things where you also got to be careful because that new man is working out his ego also. And especially if you know you can pull a woman out of a marriage, and you know how big of a slob that woman is, that man ain't gonna want to be with you. And that's probably not even what she wants. She probably don't want to be with nobody else. She probably just want to be on like for the streets, and that's fine. Right? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be single. There's nothing wrong with having these conversations, but have these conversations behind closed doors. That's all I got.
Yeah, man. She, this, I don't know, man. She, damn, I just lost what I was gonna say. You was hitting on it, man. I just fucking lost my train of thought, man. But yeah, no. What you were saying, like, most dudes want that, right? I want you to stay married, right? I want you to stay married. So where I'm just hitting, and I don't have to deal with none of your bullshit. All I want to do is just hit it, right? Whenever I get the chance. It don't have to be on my terms, it can be on your terms. But long as I'm just hitting, right? So you can stay married. And she don't understand that. She just thinks she has all these options. And she don't understand dudes. Well, dudes will smash and don't have no feelings. I think we've talked about this on multiple occasions where females just don't understand that. They don't give a fuck how ugly you are. You can look way uglier than their girl that they actually with. They gonna smash just for smashing sakes. And that's all the fuck they want. Right, and that's what I'm just gonna catch up with you because you're stating that, right? The dude don't want you to leave your man. Stay with your man. Stay with your husband. He's just trying to smash.
Yeah, man, I think we're on the same accord in regards to that. What you got to say to the people, bro?
Hey man, what I gotta say? Shit, listen. If it ain't your response, I was getting back to him. I don't know, man. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no outro for the people, man. Hey, listen, I love y'all though. I mean, being honest with you, man, I do everything to make sure I'm here every fucking Sunday to fuck with y'all, man.
Want to thank you for being here, as always, bro. Like Mag is a solid dude, even though he be on here talking all that red pill shit he's talking. All right, but he's a pretty solid guy. And if you're a lady out there, like Little Miss Pump and Dump, y'all here hit my boy up. All right, you can hit me up on the inbox, and I'll get the message to my boy. All right, but hey, thank you to you, thank you to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you to Mac, excuse me, thank you to Pat, thank you to my wife. Thank you to all of my wonderful children. And I just want to leave you with this, all right? Leave the legends alone, especially if they have already passed. I'm so sick of this post-death cancellation stuff that these people like to try to do. Leave the legends alone. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.